Hello everyone, it's been a long time, but I'm finally back to do my first house estate experiences to talk about. Today I have a lovely couple here with me who recently made their own sea change, but into the country rather than along the coast. They say they were the ultimate city slickers who took the plunge and now live in a quiet South Australian country town. To protect their identities, I'm calling you Sharon, and if it's okay, you can be Neil. Lucky we're not on television, otherwise we'd have to use some pixelization as well. Sharon and Neil, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed today. It's an interesting experience to make such a big change. I mean, it's a big enough thing to say that I want to sell my home, buy a new one and move house. And often people, you know, as we know, just move across town or virtually next door. However, for you two, it was sell your long-time family home and move out to the township of Kapunda, which is about a 30-minute drive from Gawler. So what was your motivation to move out here?
Stress. Just too many stresses, too many houses close together, too much noise, sirens constantly going. Just wanted peace and quiet.
So just a change there.
Just a quick change.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you looking for a country home?
Oh, probably around 18 months, 2 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A long time, yep. And what were you looking for in this home?
Just something I think we could both live in that we both liked.
And could spend probably the rest of your years out here and make it all yours.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like a family home.
Oh, that's good, yeah. And why did you pick Kapunda in particular?
It's still central. It's still close to the city, about an hour's drive. If you work locally or just out of Gawler, it's only a half-hour drive, 20 minutes to Gawler.
Yeah, it is quite convenient, isn't it?
It's only 30 minutes to my mum's place if she needs me. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what were your experiences with real estate agents on your journey as you were looking?
Very different. With some were a bit pushy. Some were just, I don't know. Didn't like them.
Arrogant, some are arrogant. I mean, if you want to live in the country, you've really got to buy from an agent that deals with nothing but the country, basically.
Mm-hmm. And I think the one we ended up with was knew what they were on about and knew the town was quiet and helped us along quite good.
Oh, that's good. So when you finally sold your home, how did you plan for your move?
I planned for the move months and before I knew that we got the house, or as soon as I knew that we purchased the house in Kapunda, we packed and garage sale and gave away a lot of stuff so that we could make a fresh start.
Till we were eventually sleeping on two mattresses on the floor with no television for the last couple of nights.
Oh, yeah, that's not fun, is it? And now that you've settled in, are you happy with the change that you made?
Very much so. Very. I wouldn't change to go anywhere else.
Because that was my next question I was going to ask you. If you had to look back, is there anything you would have done differently?
Probably not. Probably not.
No,
we got what we wanted.
I think if you're honest and you give the agent of your choice a fair go, everybody's different. Just give them a fair go. Open your hearts. You're opening your home. You might as well open your hearts to these people. There's no need for negativity.
No, that's very good. And what do your family and friends think of your new country abode?
They think that we've done very well out of it, and they all love it.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Yeah. And so would you recommend other people to move out of the city?
Only if they want to take a load of stress off their back. You know, it's easier living and...
And people are a lot friendlier up here, very friendly. My grandchildren commented about that when they came up here. The first thing they said was, everybody says hello.
Yes.
Just something so little.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Is there anything else you want to add?
Not for me.
No, not really. I think if you're honest, as I said, from the word go and give people a fair go, you'll get a fair home.
No, that's good. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing your personal experiences with us.
You're welcome.
Sharon and Neil, yeah. And hopefully after this, other people may feel inspired to look further afield and embrace the sea change or new country lifestyle. I made the change myself about 6 years ago, and I found I had to think forward and be more independent. So it was a good thing in that respect. So But I haven't thought of a real estate topic to discuss for next month. But as listeners, you're welcome to send in your ideas for a topic to the Gawler Broadcasting Association website. Just address it to House Hunt. In the meantime, take care and drive safe.